This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Ski resorts are anticipating a slowdown in seasonal workers because of recent policy changes by the Trump administration. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, industry leaders say the workforce is stronger heading into the winter.
The U.S. State Department announced this summer that student visa applicants would need to make their social media accounts public for vetting. That change, plus fewer federal workers to process applications, made some ski resorts worry about hiring enough workers on J-1 visas. It's a cultural exchange program that many resorts use to hire lift operators and food servers. But Dave Bird says resorts are not seeing problems to date. He's with the National Ski Areas Association based in Colorado.
There's strong interest in the program from the students in South and Central America, which is encouraging for us. So we're in a really good position for this upcoming winter.
Bird says more than 8,000 J-1 students are expected to work at ski resorts this winter, about the same as last year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Colorado-based Ball Corporation, a giant in aluminum cans, had some good news for investors last week. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Best known to a lot of Coloradans as the namesake for the arena in Denver, met Wall Street's earnings expectations in the third quarter. The company's stock is down this year, in part because Ball is taking a hit from President Donald Trump's trade war. Tariffs on aluminum rose to 25% in March. During a conference call for investors, company executives said they had raised prices for aluminum cans by between 25% and 30% due to tariffs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
While cases are still relatively low, COVID and flu are starting to show up in wastewater tested by utilities, which is often a precursor of cases to come. This is CPR News in KRCC.